You may recall in my last ad for Dr. Joshua Purcell, D.C. at Active Life Health and Wellness, when I admitted that when I started the treatments for my neuropathy in my hands and feet, I was down to just 20% feeling left in my feet and 60% in my hands. I'm happy to report that after just 1 month of treatments, I doubled feeling in my feet up to 40% and almost 80% in my hands. And it's been done with no surgery, no medication, and no injections. Active Life Health and Wellness has a plan to get you back on your feet by increasing the blood flow in your legs and feet, which means you regain the feeling lost in those damaged nerves. Doesn't matter how old you are either. I'm in my 50s. Is your neuropathy keeping you from doing the things you love? Reserve your spot at the next seminar on how to reverse your neuropathy naturally. Call 702-500-0839. That's 702-500-0839.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Coronavirus patients are overwhelming hospitals in a large swath of California, even as COVID-19 hospitalizations stabilize in some parts of the state. Intensive care units in Southern California and the agricultural San Joaquin Valley have no capacity remaining. California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli says hospitals are working very hard trying to keep up with the patient load.
Over 20,000 current hospital admissions due to COVID, seeing a 36.5% increase in the last 14 days. This is a tremendous amount of work for these hospital systems.
California is heading into a new phase it's been preparing for as it sets up hospital beds in arenas, schools, and tents, though it's struggling to staff them. State officials also notified hospitals that the situation is so dire that they should prepare for the possibility that they'll have to resort to crisis care guidelines, which could mean rationing care. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 vaccine rollout continues to be slower than expected.
The amount of vaccine doses shipped to states has been lower than first expected. Jason Schwartz is with the Yale School of Public Health.
There had been considerable concern that there wasn't the kind of attention and effort that we'd expect to see for a vaccination program to effectively reach millions, tens of millions of Americans in short order.
And he's hoping the program picks up under the Biden administration.
I think much will depend on how the incoming administration reassesses this last mile consideration of a vaccination effort and thinks about ways to support the states, support the local health departments, and to perhaps take a more active federal role.
The coronavirus relief bill recently signed should help with $69 billion for vaccine distribution. Shelley Adler, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points, the NASDAQ dropped 49, the S&P lower by 8. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Yesterday's winter storm only brought traces of rain to the Vegas Valley, but Mount Charleston did get some snow. The National Weather Service says there was no measurable rain at McCarran Airport. That's the official weather station. But Mount Charleston got about 2 inches of snow. The rest of the week is expected to be sunny, with New Year's Eve mostly sunny and New Year's Day sunny and in the mid-50s. More than 1.8 million people made their way through McCarran Airport in November, less than one half of its normal traffic. Airport officials say passenger counts were down nearly 57% last month when compared to the same time last year. Through November, passenger traffic through McCarran reached 20.5 million. That's down almost 57% from last year's numbers. 2019 was a record year for McCarran, welcoming a record 51.5 million passengers. 2020 was a bad year for buffets, courtesy of COVID-19, of course, and the beginning of 2021 doesn't look much better. The Cosmopolitan has announced its, quote, Wicked Spoon Buffet is temporarily closing effective January 10th. Hotel officials blame low foot traffic at the buffet for their decision, adding they will reevaluate as the business improves later in 2021.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
As we take a look at our traffic cams right now, there is several crashes working on area freeways. Interstate 15 northbound, the Lake Mead off-ramp is affected there. Also, US 95 northbound, Martin Luther King. That's on the right shoulder, and another crash 95 north at Southern Rancho.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said. I won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local, the final Tuesday show of 2020, and nobody is happier than me when it comes to that. This has been just a sucky year. A lot of really bad things have happened. A lot of our friends have passed away. But we've got 2021 still ahead, and that's got to give us some solace. I certainly hope it does. This last week of shows, we're kind of dedicating them to friends and family, and we're having people that we really like on the show, people we really respect, people that we just have a lot of fun with. And one of those people is Randy Thompson, Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business. She joins us from Northern Nevada. Randy, how you been?
I've been pretty good, Kevin. How have you been?
I've been good. Did Santa bring you everything you wanted? Were you naughty or nice in 2020?
Oh, I had to be nice. The year was naughty, right?
Ain't that the truth? That is so true. Randy, tell me what 2020 meant to small businesses across the state of Nevada. This has been a real, real challenge.
Oh, that's an understatement. Roughly over 1,000 businesses are no longer operating in Nevada because of the COVID lockdowns. So we've got just thousands of Nevadans unemployed and struggling to survive. We've got mom-and-pop businesses who have really been hurt. I mean, if you look at who really benefited from these lockdowns, it was your fast food places. It was your corporations that have the ability to put together and respond to crises better than your locally owned and operated restaurants. So it has just been a tough year for mom-and-pops, for gyms, for yoga studios. I mean, you name it, places where people want to go and meet. And really, they're the backbone of what makes our neighborhood unique. It's not just what makes Nevada, but it really what makes our neighborhood. And that's why it's just been such a tragic year. But, you know, with that quarter three, we actually saw some improvement in Nevada where we saw about 533 new businesses open. So while there was some bad, there was also some good.
Let me ask you, my intuition tells me, and anecdotal evidence kind of reinforces that government, which should have been there to help, actually hurt a lot of small businesses. Am I right on that?
Oh, you're totally right. This was, we should never have been unprepared for such an issue like this. There are, emergency planning goes on all the time for all kinds of things. And the way we responded to this is we're going to look back in a few years and say, wow, we could have done so much better. Forcing small businesses to close while large businesses are able to stay open. And what you have is more people in fewer places, which is exactly what COVID loves. And what we did is send people to their homes. And so instead of allowing them to go to a bar or a restaurant where everybody's wearing masks, where they're sterilizing the tables, where they're practicing social distancing, you're forcing people to go to people's homes where they're not doing any of those things. And so we've seen this spike because we're doing just the opposite of what we really need to be doing, which is allowing people to be gathering in larger spaces in a more safe environment. And forcing people to go to their homes is really what's causing this spike.
Again, Randy Thompson joining us, the Nevada State Director for NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. When you say that there are new businesses opening up, is there any sector-specific stuff you can give us on that?
Well, it really is, believe it or not, restaurants. Restaurant and food businesses have actually kind of picked up. Again, once you've closed a place down, somebody else looks at it as an opportunity to open up. So you're going to see incredible changes in our food, in our food system, primarily in our restaurants and our bars. Those are the ones that have been hurt the most, but they're also the ones that are kind of coming back. We're ranked number 24 in the most resilient, according to the Yelp economic average of businesses that are coming around, and that just shows that we've got the entrepreneurial spirit that's still alive and well. But it's coming at such a high cost. You know, somebody reopening a restaurant means that somebody had to close that restaurant. And that's just the hard part, is understanding that there's a lot of economic pain, a lot of personal pain. And it's not just lives versus livelihoods, it's lives that have been lost because of this economic downturn.
Let me ask you, the businesses that closed, it's got to be frustrating, not just for the ownership, but for the people. And a lot of the people that got laid off ended up going to Dieter, and Dieter wouldn't even answer the phone.
Right.
What about the role of government in all of this, and what should the government have done? There's still people that aren't getting their Dieter money.
It's a crime that our state government has been so inefficient in its response. And I have talked to several legislators who I have said, you need to fix one thing in our state government, and that's the technology. We have got to understand that improving technology might mean taking away jobs, but it's in response to what our government should be doing. And we have not done a good job at Dieter specifically. And that's really primarily because they have failed to modernize the system. I'm sure you saw that article about how, 30 Nevadans got checks in a Sonoma condo. 30 different Nevadans were getting unemployment checks in California when they didn't even exist. So that just shows you that it was ripe for fraud and abuse, because they have really failed to modernize their system. They're still running on Windows 7 and Windows Vista. So first and foremost, this state has got to put some money into technology and to make us a better system. I mean, why can't Chick-fil-A can do a better job in running our Dieter system than our professional government employees can?
That is so incredibly sad, but it's true. There's another session of the Nevada legislature set to begin by statute, or actually by constitution, on February 1. Is that something that you would support the government taking up and saying we're going to have to appropriate some money for technology?
Oh, definitely. They're going to be looking at a reduction of probably $400 million over what they expected in May of 2019, the last economic forum. They're down significantly. They're still looking at about $8.5 billion to fund our state, and that will be a little bit less than what they got in 2017. But it's still, if they would just put some money towards technology, and they just recently allocated over $20 million of HEROES and CARES Act funding to our state, but a lot of it was going towards salaries, which is important, but not as important as the suffering of Nevadans who have been failed by our public employees. So we have got to seriously look at some funding to improve our technology.
Well, and we still don't know what the governor will do on or before January 15th, whether he will lock down more restrictively, whether he will loosen up the strings. What do you think the governor will come up with on or about January 15th?
Well, I hope that he realizes that doing the same thing again and again and getting it and expecting a different outcome is what we call insane. We have not improved our numbers. I was happy to see that Washoe County didn't report a death on Sunday. That's the first day since November. So what we're doing isn't working. So we've got to take a different approach. We have got to look at allowing businesses to open up and protecting our most vulnerable, which means truly taking care of our seniors and those who have so many underlying conditions. It seems like diabetics and obesity are big issues for the health concerns. So what are we doing to actually, let's make Nevadans more healthy. Let's help them make more healthy than let's cut down jobs. I mean, he's got to open up our state more. But he's got to protect those that are the most vulnerable.
What are the numbers telling you? And I don't hold you to be watching the numbers every day, the coronavirus numbers. But what in general do the numbers tell you just in the last couple of weeks?
That the more we're forcing people to go to homes to meet, because people are going to homes to meet, is really where we're seeing a spike. And it's not going to be, it might be holiday travel that might do it, but it's people gathering in homes where they're not taking precautions like they do in bars and restaurants. So it really is just allowing people to kind of go back to what they used to do and letting people get out and, frankly, get fresh air.
More coming up with Randy Thompson. She is the Nevada State Director of NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. We'll talk about 2021. It's got to be better than 2020, right? Got to be better.
It's got to be.
We'll talk more with Randy Thompson coming up in just a minute. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedules, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday mornings 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. They put themselves in harm's way for us. They come to the rescue at times when we need them most. First responders are making enormous personal sacrifices to keep showing up for us and fighting the good fight. Nearly 70% of all firefighters are volunteers. That means when they get injured or quarantined, they may not have a way to pay their rent or keep their family safe and fed. No matter who you are or where you live, when you call 911 and ask for help, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based insurance coverage, or if you're contemplating retirement, you need to talk with Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation, it's absolutely free. They won't charge you a dime. Call 702-410-8020. The number again, I'll read it slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. Randy Thompson is staying over. She is joining us from Northern Nevada. She is the Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business, better known as NFIB. What do you portend for 2021 and a new Biden administration? It looks like there will be a new Biden administration, barring some 11th-hour miracle, a Hail Mary pass. What do you expect from a Biden administration?
Well, I'm mostly concerned about if we can keep the Senate. If we can win those two Georgia seats, then we can at least have some balance that could stop a lot of bad stuff. I do fear that he's going to revoke a lot of the regulatory changes that were made under this administration that were very helpful. Everything from like Waters of the U.S., which was an EPA ruling that really impacted construction in Nevada. That was revoked. I'm hoping that does not change, but I have a friend at the EPA who says they hopefully will get some of that stuff restored. So I think we're going to see some regulatory changes that are going to hurt small business, and we'll probably see some tax increases. They're probably going to revoke the Trump tax cuts. That while he keeps saying that people that he's not going to change the income of people making less than $400,000, but you revoke some of those corporate changes, and that will impact salaries at corporations, which are people making less than $400,000. So you're going to see some changes, no doubt. So the key is to make sure we can keep those Georgia Senate seats, and then hopefully if we can get these PPP loans back out to folks. I think this will help a lot. The next couple of months are going to really be critical. I hope by quarter two of 2021 we're going to start seeing an increase in tourism. And if we don't get shows back open and conventions back down into Las Vegas, the economy of Vegas runs the economy of the state. I'm not in denial over that, even though us Northern Nevadans hate to say that. But your economy really does drive our state. So we've got to get gaming back. We've got to get tourism back. And I just hope that this governor will make some of those changes that will allow our state to get reopened.
You mentioned, and I mentioned, I think, parenthetically, the February 1 opening of the Nevada legislature. Where will the emphasis be? And I know that you folks are boots on the ground when it comes to these legislative sessions. Can you talk a little bit about what you expect?
Well, sure. We're looking at the bill drafts that have already been introduced, meaning the number of bills, and we're over 1,500 bills already. We're hearing that the Democrat leadership really wants to stay focused on the key things, which is, one, the budget. And whether we have a virtual legislative session or an in-person session still really hasn't been determined. So a lot of us are waiting for that to see what policies they're going to take up. If they run this session like they did the special session, where they held hearings at midnight and you had to stay on the phone for a half an hour to 45 minutes to be able to talk yes or no or in support or in opposition for all of 2 minutes, that's no way to run a state government. And that's our biggest concern, is how open this legislature is going to be, because that special session was done in the dark, literally in the dark, in the middle of the night, when citizens could not be paying attention to what was happening. So I hope that this session, they'll actually allow us in the building and allow us to actually represent our constituency, which is, for me, the small business owners of Nevada. And it's scary. It's scary to see what they're going to do.
Let me ask you one issue that I've been trying to follow as best I can, and again, the BDRs that come out. The AB4... was one of those bills done in the middle of the night, and it got us mail-in ballots and all kinds of nasty, nasty stuff that proved really bad for our state and for the country. I'm curious as to whether we're going to be able to rein in the governor's emergency powers, which will then allow us maybe to do away with some of the AB4 stuff.
Well, there is hope for that. I know there's several bills to revoke or at least to, like you say, rein in the governor. They're generally Republicans who are offering those bills. But I'm hearing even that the Democrats think that the governor and any governor that has had 9 months of this kind of control should be reined in, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. So I hope the legislature takes the emergency powers very seriously and does revoke any governor's ability to have such control without any legislative input. So there really has not been a balance of power. And things like ballot harvesting, where people could go and collect ballots, the curing, which is allowing people to go out and say, hey, your ballot was returned because your signature didn't match, so here, would you please revote? And a person standing there asking you to vote, that definitely needs to change. But with the Democrats in power, I don't know how we're going to change AB4 as much as I'd like. But I think the legislature as a whole definitely needs to look at the emergency powers that this governor has. And this governor is, I think for many folks, we feel he's abused some of these powers. He's had way too much power. And I've seen even Democrats say, imagine if Adam Laxalt was governor, we would need to rein him in. So I think if they're looking at it as any governor needs to have this power revoked, or at least reined in.
Randy, in our final couple of minutes, look in your crystal ball. Tell me what you see for 2020.